Hello, everyone. Today we are continuing in 1 Peter, and we'll be reading 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So in looking at this passage, I think the main command that we see here is to shepherd the flock. And Peter is writing this this section particularly to the elders of the church. And just so we know, the elders were really the ones who kind of led the church. They didn't have the same terminology as we have. We know in churches today, there's pastors and elders and such. And not all churches in the early church necessarily had a structure like that. In different epistles, even some of the leaders are named, there's different names given for probably the same title. Like, and sometimes like elders will be used instead of, say, like a bishop or even a pastor at times. But really he's speaking to the people who are leading the church. Remember, this is the early days of the church. There aren't seminaries or things like that. People don't receive formal training necessarily to lead. These are people who've stepped up to the call to lead. And if you remember from the previous few days, we've spent a while talking about suffering and persecution, because that's the reality for God's people at this time. They are suffering. They are being persecuted. They are facing hardships in the name of for believing in the name of Jesus. And as I mentioned yesterday, if we aren't experiencing hardship while following Jesus, we should check ourselves to see if maybe we aren't really following him with our whole heart, because that's the expectation for Christians, that the world will oppose us. But people who are suffering need guidance and support, because it's hard to suffer. Like, it's not easy. That's why Peter is writing this letter, and a lot of letters in the New Testament written to people who are suffering. They need support. They need guidance. They need encouragement. And so God appointed leaders to do that for those who were suffering and hurting for the gospel. And in this passage, these leaders are called elders. And note that Peter says that this is the flock of God. You know, in verse 2, Peter says, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. The flock does not belong to the elders. They're not. The chief shepherd, right? And there's other passages that speak of leaders as shepherds. And yeah, there's a shepherding aspect to those who lead in the church, but the flock is not ours. The flock is God's. The leaders are stewards or caretakers and have been entrusted by God with his people, because he is the chief shepherd, as verse 4 says, when the chief shepherd appears. So, you know, it's speaking of Jesus. But how does Peter want elders to shepherd the flock? What does he say in this passage? Well, first he says to exercise oversight, meaning guide the flock, like lead them, be able to look farther than they're looking, so that they can be led to where God wants them to go. Help them know where they are going. Peter also says to do this not under compulsion, meaning leaders should not lead just because they are told to do so, right? That's not a healthy dynamic if leaders are only leading because they feel like they're supposed to for some reason. God wants eager, joyful leaders, ones who recognize that God has called them to do that, not ones who are only doing it because they are told to do it. Elders are also supposed to lead not for gain. This is a privilege given by God. And so he's telling the elders, do it for Jesus, do it for his kingdom. Be eager about this role that God has given them. And also he says to not be domineering, meaning the leadership of an elder is based in love. They are examples to the flock. And the reality is leadership in that day was often under threat of punishment. It was domineering. Think of this, like Caesar, the emperor in Rome, right? His his means of rule was not out of love. It was sort of out of military power. It was out of just a demonstration of his authority. It was domineering. But the church is different. The church operates out of love. Because that's what Jesus did. Jesus came and he's the Lord of the universe, but yet he still came in the form of a servant. And elders are supposed to follow likewise in the way that they show servant leadership. And this is the hope that elders have as they lead. That as they lead, they know that one day the chief shepherd will return. And the stewards, the leaders, the ones who have been watching over the flock of God, will receive a crown. There will be joy that they get at being partaking in God's kingdom in this way. And Peter just sort of ends this passage by encouraging the flock to follow the elders in humility. Leaders are placed in our lives to guide us and care for us. We are not supposed to just go about doing whatever we want or think is best. Humility means being willing to listen and receive instruction, particularly instruction from those who are exercising oversight over us. All right, so what does this passage really mean for us? Well, even if we aren't elders, we are all called to show influence in some way. And many leadership experts say that leadership is influence. And so ask yourself, how can I influence others today for Jesus? Maybe someone in your family group or microchurch needs encouragement and support. Well, do that. Give that. Love them. Maybe at work, there's someone who's struggling. Help them. Encourage them. Give them a hand. And maybe through that, you can influence them for Jesus. And maybe you see a need in the church. Perhaps God is calling you to step in to fill that need and to influence through serving. There are many ways to do this, but what's most important is stepping out in faith to influence others. Because I said, like, God is calling us to be influencers for his kingdom. And you know, leadership is a part of that. Whether we have a title of a leader or not, we are all called to be influencers for God's kingdom. And just as a reminder, Jesus said in the Gospels that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And so my encouragement for us is let's be laborers for his kingdom together. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you have entrusted others to lead us, Lord, in this body, in this family, in the church, Lord. Thank you that you are the one who has appointed people to exercise oversight and guide the flock, Lord, your flock. And Lord, I pray particularly for all the leaders, those whether they're staff here at our church, the pastors, Lord, or the deacons or microchurch family group leaders, whoever, Lord God, give us encouragement that, Lord, ultimately this is for your kingdom that we do this, God, and that there is a crown waiting, God, as we endure, as we keep up with this leadership that you've entrusted to us, Lord. And for all of us, Lord, may we seek to be influencers for your kingdom, God. Whether we have a title or not, God, we want to, Lord, love and guide others to know you more, Jesus. So empower us to do this. We need your spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.